It's Grant's, I think, said Wazza, taking the tea. I've done them a couple of mugs anyway. See what you can find out, eh? Polly gulped her tea down, grabbed the mugs and hurried away. On the edge of the hollow, Maledict was lounging against a tree. There was this about vampires. They could never look scruffy. Instead, they were... what was the word? Déshabillé. It meant untidy, but with bags and bags of style. In this case, Maledict's jacket was open, and he'd stuck his packet of cigarettes in the band of his shako. He saluted her with his crossbow as she went past. Oz, he said.
Yes, Corp?
Any coffee in their packs?
Sorry, Corp, only tea.
Damn. Maledict thumped the tree behind him. Hey, you went straight for the man who was swallowing the cipher. Straight for him. How come?
Just luck, said Polly.
You're right. Try again. I have very good night vision. Oh, all right. Well, the one on the left started to run, and the one in the middle was dropping the clax tube and reaching for his sword. But the one on the right thought that putting something into his mouth was more important even than fighting or running away. Satisfied?
You worked all that out in a couple of seconds. That was smart.
Yeah, right. Now, please forget it, okay? I don't want to be noticed. I don't particularly want to be here. I just want to find my brother, okay?
Fine. I just thought that you'd like to know someone saw you. And you'd better get that tea to 'em before they try to kill one another.
At least I was someone watching the enemy, Polly thought furiously as she walked away. I wasn't someone watching another soldier. Who does he think he is? Or she is?
She heard the raised voices as she pushed through a thicket. You can't torture an unarmed man! That was Blouse's voice.
Well, I'm not waiting for him to arm himself, sir. He knows stuff, and he's a spy.
Don't you dare kick him in the ribs again. That is an order, Sergeant.
Asking nicely didn't work, did it, sir? Pretty please with sprinkles on top is not a recognised method of interrogation. You shouldn't be here, sir. You should say, Sergeant, find out what you can from the prisoner, and then go somewhere and wait until I tell you what I got out of him, sir.
You did it again.
What? What?
You kicked him again.
No, I didn't.
Sergeant, I gave you an order.
And?
Tease up, said Polly cheerfully. Both men turned. Their expression changed. If they had been birds, their feathers would have gently settled back.
Ah, Perks, said Blouse. Well done.
Yeah, good lad, said Sergeant Jackram.
Polly's presence seemed to lower the temperature. The two men drank their tea and eyed one another warily.
You'll have noticed, Sergeant, that the men were wearing the dark green uniform of the 1st Battalion of the Slovenian 59th Bowmen.
A skirmishing battalion, said Blouse, with cold politeness. That is not the uniform of a spy, Sergeant.
Yes, sir, but they'd let the uniforms get very dirty then. No shine on the buttons, sir.
Patrolling behind enemy lines is not spying, Sergeant. You must have done it in your time.
More times than you could count, sir, said Jackram. And I knew full well that if I got caught, I was due a good kicking in the nadgers. But skirmishers is the worst, sir. You think you're safe in the lines. Next moment it turns out that some bastard, sitting in the bushes on a hill, has been working out windage and yardage, and has dropped an arrow right through your mate's head.
He picked up a strange-looking longbow.
See these things they've got. Burly and strong in the arm, number 5 recurved, made in bloody Ankh-Morpork. A real killing weapon. I say we give him a choice, sir. He can tell us what he knows, and go out easy, or keep mum and go out hard.
No, Sergeant. He is an enemy officer taken in battle and entitled to fair treatment.
No, sir. He's a sergeant, and they don't deserve no respect at all, sir. I should know. They're cunning and artful, if they're any good. And I wouldn't mind if he was an officer, sir, but sergeants are clever.
There was a grunt from the bound prisoner.
Loosen his gag, Perks, said Blouse. Instinctively, even if the instinct was only a couple of days old, Polly glanced at Jackram. The sergeant shrugged. She pulled the rag down.
I'll talk, said the prisoner, spitting out cotton fluff, but not to that tub of lard. I'll talk to the officer. You keep that man away from me. "You're in no position to negotiate, soldier boy," snarled Jackram.
"Sergeant," said the lieutenant, "I'm sure you have things to see to. Please do so. Send a couple of men back here. He can't do anything against the four of us. But that was another order, Sergeant, said Blouse. He turned to the prisoner as Jackram stumped off. What is your name, man?